going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Kind of middling results yesterday. Cubs lose a tough one. White Sox pull one out. Where do you want to begin?
I think we start with the Cubs because I think the Cubs, I know they lost yesterday, but they had a two-game victory going there and won another series. And I think that, you know, as difficult as the schedule has been, to open the season, boy, they're scoring some runs. I know they only had four hits yesterday, and maybe there was an opportunity to get a sweep, but you got to love what you're seeing from them thus far.
Well, you know, you see the impact of a star player, okay, and just the at-bats that everybody else takes. Now, I'm not taking away from what the individual batters besides Tucker have been doing, but the reality of having a star in the lineup and that particular day, you know, Craig Counsell talked about this again yesterday, just having that guy and the pitching people preparing for a game, how are we going to pitch around Tucker? How are we going to maneuver if he comes up in a big situation? This is a big difference compared to the team that they've had the last few years. The Cubs really only had a superstar for 3 months back in 2023 when Bellinger was at his best. But, you know, from the perspective of having stars, Cubs really haven't had them since back in the Baez, Bryant, and Rizzo day.
Bruce, I wanted your perspective on the Athletics report ranking the top front offices in baseball, polling 40 coaches and executives. The Cubs did not receive a first-place vote. They weren't in the top 20. For goodness sakes. And I know that people can dismiss that as it's just a bunch of guys, it's just a poll and a report. But I wonder, do you think that stuff matters to Tom Ricketts? Do you think that's that kind of respect or lack thereof has any sort of impact on the way that Jed Hoyer and ultimately Carter Hawkins will be evaluated?
No, probably none. I don't think that they when an owner or top organizations out there looking for a new general manager or president of baseball operations. I don't think they go to other presidents of baseball operations to find out who to hire.
Oh, I beg to differ. They did with Theo Epstein. I mean, Theo Epstein was a guy. I mean, he was obviously regarded as the best executive in baseball. But when you're doing your reconnaissance,
that was the Boston Cub connection, and it was the front office.
But the respect of other organizations and what they think of the job you're doing, I do think it matters. You don't?
I really don't. I mean, I think that the what the body of work is for the individual is way more important than what his peers' opinions are. You know, they're again, you know, who were these people? Okay, were they identified in the report, and you know how they felt about them? I don't think it really matters that much. The Cubs went out and got Theo Epstein because he was considered to be, you know, the top young executive in the game. They went out there and they paid him a ton of money for a ton of years. They got results for 5 or 6 years, really great results, a world championship. That's how they went out and did it. Now, talking to other owners, you know, or other you know, top presidents of business and other companies and other organizations. I think that's where it's at. That's where you find out about people. That's how the Cubs got Epstein. Hmm.
Yeah, I'm just curious when you look at the way they've played, given the difficulty of the schedule, are they ahead of schedule? Do you believe that they're a better team than you thought they were? How do you explain the offensive production throughout the lineup? And I know you said that a great player can have that kind of impact, but you know they got three guys that are among the top 10 in WAR right now.
You see the maturity of Pete Crow Armstrong. You see mm-hmm. the maturity of Bush, who has already had a good rookie year. These two rookies, if you watch their bats closely, they're so competitive, hitting the ball everywhere that it's pitched right now, hitting the ball to the opposite field. You know, you saw prime examples of that throughout the weekend. You know, Bush having some really important hits. You saw Pete Crow Armstrong, you know, hitting the ball hard to left field. They just, you know, they have a plan. They have the confidence in their ability to be up there, foul off tough pitches, hit other pitches to the opposite field. I think, you know, it's really the bottom of the lineup that's had such a huge impact on the Chicago Cubs that there's no real weak spot. I mean, even when guys like at the top of the order, like Happ, have struggled, there's been a lot of people there to pick him up. And to Happ's credit, even when he hasn't hit and Swanson hasn't hit, you know, they've gotten on base, they've scored runs, you know. So, again, it's been a collective effort, and the entire lineup has produced.
All right, Bruce, let's switch to the White Sox because a lot of news this morning. They placed Chase Mydroth on the 10-day injured list with the right thumb inflammation. That hurts based on the start he was off to. And Martin Perez, not a big surprise here, placed on the 60-day injured list. So I ask you this, in light of Mydroth being on the injured list and Martin Perez going on the 60-day and likely, you know, jeopardizing his season essentially, do you expect that to accelerate the progress or how quickly one of the three prospects at Birmingham, the pitching prospects, Schultz, Hagen Smith, or Grant Taylor come up to Chicago, and or same idea with Colson Montgomery, who's been hot lately, coming up instead of Mydroth?
Bring up Elko.
Elko, you know, has been a really nice story. I would just say that they need to give these guys time to really be down there and dominate for a while. That you're asking a great question because you're weighing the need of the team at the major league level against the development of the young guy. And then you'll say, well, can't you develop him at the major league level? That's a lot harder because difference between Triple A and major leagues huge right now. So, you know, again, Carroll coming up, Mydroth coming up, really good signs, you know, something to really watch, you know, as far as the future and what's going on right now. But pushing these young pitchers up before their time, I just don't think they're quite ready yet. The problem for the White Sox right now, and they have many, is that they're not getting any length in pitching, even from their good young starting pitchers, okay? Nobody's going more than 4 1/3, 4 2/3. They haven't had start more than 5 innings out of anybody other than Martin twice over the last 10 days. So that's a problem. And they're in the middle of 13 in a row and 25 out of 26 games with only one day off. So there's no rest period for the White Sox or the organization to continue to find more pitching, even to the point where I know you're disappointed to hear that they're, you know, they've taken Clevinger back to AAA, and they're stretching him out as a starting pitcher.
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
Yeah, don't even get me going.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Bruce.
I always ask you, Mully, if your arm's ready or not.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to back to pitching in a second. I just want to ask you this question. The Sox are 2-13 against everyone in Major League Baseball not named the Boston Red Sox. They're 3-3 against those Bo Sox. Why do the Sox have the Sox number? Why, how do you define? They actually are a 500 team if they just play Boston, but everybody else kind of ruins their year.
Is it because announcers doubted them?
That's a legitimate question.
All I tell you is this. It's nice that they have 5 wins right now, okay?
Yeah, they're
really
a week
nice.
Ahead of schedule from last year.
Are they, let's see, 5?
It happened on the 20th, and it was 27th last year.
I think they averaged 7 wins a month last year, right? Just a one game shy of 7 wins a month.
Will they get there this April?
They have to get 2 more. Again, a lot of people believe that the type of bad they are right now is a different type of bad. That's for other people to judge. You know,
explain that.
Well, how better young players like Mydroth, like Carroll, like somebody that, you know, you can look at and say, this guy is going to struggle, but he's got a career on the south side of Chicago. He's got a career in Major League Baseball as a starting player or as a starting pitcher. You look at their rotation and you say, okay, they're struggling. They're struggling to get to 5 innings, but is there quality within the games that they're pitching? Are they improving as they go along? So these are the things you normally watch at AAA that you're watching at the Major League level with the White Sox.
Back to the Cubs for a final moment, Bruce. Friday's game ranks where on your all-time Wrigley Field moments in terms of outcomes?
Oh, gosh. It's got to be in the top 5 for everybody that's watched a lot of games, right? I mean, that was just, seeing somebody score 10 runs off of you and winning the game, okay. It's just like, that's just incredible. And just the way they went about their bats and, you know, the fight that they had, the one thing you like the most about the Cubs is, whether they lose 3-2 or they win 13-11, they seem to have the same quality of bats. You don't look at them and say, like you did last year in May and June, and say, they're down 2 runs and after 6, how are they going to score again, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what we saw last year in May and June. We don't see that team any longer. They always feel and they always look like they have a chance to win. For the most part, they have. I mean, they haven't lost a series except for San Diego since the beginning of domestic opening day. It's pretty good. It's really good.
Bruce, I want to get back to the pitching question that David asked you. When we spoke, I think it was a week ago or it was last week at some point, about the idea that the Sox used to bring up guys like Burley, like Sal, like whomever.
Crochet
is another one.
Yeah.
as relievers and then use them, stretch them out, and eventually make them starters. What would be wrong with taking a Grant Taylor, taking a Noah Schultz, taking your best players and bringing them up now as relievers? If they're limited into how much they can pitch as starters, why not get like a strong pitched inning out of some of these guys? And then now all of a sudden that helps your bullpen. And all of a sudden that helps, you know, there's this incredible difference between your starters, who are a bunch of guys that are trying to spin it, and then you got power arms coming in. It might actually lift this team a little bit, and you're not throwing any bullets in Birmingham.
Good question, Bruce. What say you?
I agree. I don't see anything wrong with it except for the fact that they're young pitchers. First thing that Chris Getz will say is, well, we got to get them at least some innings in the minor leagues first before we bring them in, even as bullpen guys. But I think it's a good idea. You take it over to Clark and Addison and you say, is that also Cade Horton, right?
Thank you.
So I mean,
yes, please.
In this day and age, and as important as the game is in the bullpen, it's not a bad idea.
So are you going to then tell Chris Getz to make the Birmingham Project the Chicago Project?
Yes. The Mullet Project. Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah. I would say that's a great idea. But, you know, seriously, the idea for young pitchers to come through the bullpen, it's a really good one, especially with big arms like the guys have. Again, it's weighing getting them work in the minor leagues as opposed to coming out, you know, maybe every 3 or 4 days in the bullpen during the major league season.
We just fixed the season.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Miss you, Bruce.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Have a great day.
That is our guy, Bruce Levine.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.